WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The announcement from the Government Office of Personnel Management coming during a midday meeting on Thursday.
You will receive your termination notice via email shortly, and it will include the reason for termination. As a result, your employment with the Office of Personnel Management will end today.
That audio obtained by ABC News, part of the thousands of layoffs announced this week by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in Warsaw this morning praising Poland's defense spending with NATO. Ukraine says a Russian drone struck the outer shell of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant overnight. The radiation levels around the plant are, as of now, not elevated. Do you need to take out a small loan to give your Valentine some chocolates today? Cocoa prices have reached near record highs. Environmental factors are driving up demand and limiting supply. Most of the world's cacao trees are grown in West Africa. This is ABC News. Google and Apple have now put TikTok back on their app stores after President Trump promised they would not be fined for doing it. He put the law banning TikTok on hold. It's something straight out of Pinocchio. When the whale Monstro swallowed up just about everybody, including Geppetto, and it happened to a young kayaker just off the coast of Chile. ABC's Andrea Fuji says he was grabbed and spit out by a huge humpback.
The 19-year-old was kayaking with his father on Saturday when the massive whale suddenly surfaced. Adrian saying he first thought it had eaten and swallowed him, adding the real fear set in after he resurfaced, scared that something might also happen to his father or that he would get hypothermia from the frigid waters. After a few minutes in the water, Adrian managing to reach his father's kayak.
The 19-year-old relatively unhurt. Experts say the whale likely wasn't trying to attack him and realized it was trying to swallow something too big. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Right now at Verlo, you save big on your new mattress during our President's Day sale. At Verlo, we make a better mattress at a better price that's backed with our lifetime comfort guarantee. We make all of our mattresses locally and pass the savings on to you. And for a limited time, all of our adjustable bases are on sale. You don't want to miss our President's Day sale. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Last-minute Valentine's Day gift. Edible Arrangements in Madison offers Valentine's Day specials with same-day delivery. Call 608-441-3535 or visit edible.com now. Use promo code DANE20 for 20% off. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Everybody has their favorite Saturday Night Live sketches from the past 50 years. If you're older, you might think Landshark, The Bass-O-Matic, or Bill Murray's Lounge Singer might be at the top of the list, but that's not the case. A new list from TheWrap.com lists the 10 funniest Saturday Night Live sketches, and the oldest one is from 29 years ago. It's important to note The Wrap's list only uses sketches from Saturday Night Live's YouTube page. Football fans hate the Kardashians. Those are the words of Kardashian leader Kim, who was referring to Tom Brady's roast last year at which she was mercilessly booed. The boos were so thunderous, Netflix edited most of them out. Kardashian still claims she had nothing to do with that. On an episode of The Kardashians earlier this week, the former Mrs. Kanye West said she would never do a roast again because they are not good for the soul, adding that she never imagined that she would get booed. She obviously never watches her own TV show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight through Saturday and Saturday night. We could get 5 to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late Saturday night. Today, breezy, 25, 29 with snow tomorrow. After all this, it's going to get really cold for much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the woman who wants to head the Department of Education says private and charter schools have every right to refuse kids who don't meet their standards. What does that mean for children in Wisconsin?
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning overlooking State Street.
Good morning.
Beautiful morning here in Madison, Wisconsin.
It's beautiful, but it's damn cold.
Yeah, it feels not as cold as 1 or 2 degrees, but
we have one skinny degree on the thermometer. That's
no wind.
It.
There's no wind. I think that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And we're bracing for snow coming later.
We have people jogging down State Street at this point.
The Friday morning joggers. Yeah,
well,
what kind of maniac is out doing that right now?
There's a bunch of them.
You think, well, it's too cold. Let's put this off today. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, screw.
Burn extra calories that way. Yeah. Good.
Well, I don't know. It's crazy, right? Why?
Why?
Yeah. Maybe
they want to stay fit. Right?
Well, I don't know. It seems a little extreme, you know. It's not a good day to go out and do this. You know, it's Valentine's Day. Stay indoors.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Stay away from people.
Is that what you're going to do on Valentine's Day?
Just stay away from everybody? I hate it. I don't want anybody to say Happy Valentine's Day to me.
Really?
I'm done with this.
Why?
Yes, it's a fake holiday. You know, it's made up to sell cards.
Hey John.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. Now, do we have like a history of Valentine's Day, how this whole damn thing started?
We do.
My interpretation is that the card industry decided to make this a holiday and foist this problem off onto all males, you know, and then it's, you know, it creates discord within the family. People hate each other.
Well,
girlfriends and boyfriends split apart. I mean, this is always the worst day because, you know, relationships end on this day.
Really? If you don't handle it right?
Yes.
Valentine's Day history. Right. Credit is traditionally given to Pope Gesalius, I guess, for declaring February 14th as St. Valentine's Day. See, it's named after a saint. Around the year 496, he declared this. Yeah. It was to separate the church from the Roman celebration of Lupercalia, whatever that was.
Well, that makes sense. I can understand why we exchange cards now.
An ancient pagan fertility festival that occurred on February 15th. Huh. Okay. So,
and did they burn anybody at a stake? I don't know.
I don't know. It goes back to the year 496, so it's been around a while. That's what it
No.
I'm telling you. Okay.
All right. Well,
unless you think it's fake history, I don't know. It's a national day calendar, so I think it's pretty reliable.
Kind of reliable.
Maybe not.
All right.
Maybe not. Right. Okay.
Yeah, we got to start checking the world calendar. What kind of day it is.
The world international calendar?
I keep hearing you about keep different missing. Days all the time. Yeah, last night, Schwabe said something.
Really?
Last night.
World Radio Day?
I don't know what it was, but I thought, oh my gosh, how could we have missed that day? Mm. But yeah.
Well,
globally, there are big days that everybody's celebrating, and we're missing out on them.
Mm. Oh, well this right. Valentine's Day, you know.
Heartbroken.
You may have it out if you have a if you have a date lined up for tonight.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, snow is going to hit like 4 o'clock.
Yes.
It's going to be coming down an inch an hour for a bunch of hours.
You got to stay home.
Yeah, you might have to call it off.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
So,
well, if you've already got a date planned, then what's your problem? If you, it's only a problem, the holiday, for you if you didn't plan something ahead of time and then your significant other gets mad at you for not planning.
I got a secret for most women out there. We don't plan ahead.
It's true. Yeah.
Okay, well, Sam's dating. So have you planned ahead, Sam?
Well, yes, because I'm going to be out of town this weekend, so we did Valentine's Day last weekend instead.
Oh.
And we didn't have to pay the extra price at any of the restaurants for reservations and whatnot.
That's okay, you.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay. Actually celebrates a fake holiday
in
ahead
advance.
Of time. It's like getting together early for Christmas because, some people are unavailable or have to fly into town.
Yeah.
But, celebrate Valentine's because you're going out of town. That's just amazing. Thank you.
Well, if you're traveling.
What a love story.
If you're traveling this Valentine's Day, you should do your travel early.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from work early and do the traveling.
Yeah.
Because around 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to get hit by a bunch of snow. And should we check the afternoon high temperature?
All right, let's check that
out. How about the weather lottery ball machine?
Yep.
We haven't done that for a while.
It's Friday. That's what we do on Friday.
Ah, is it? Okay. Oh, okay.
It's a tradition. First ball coming up.
It's a fake tradition.
It's a 2. Second ball. Come on. Come on, baby. It's 4. 24.
Wow.
For a high today.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but bundle up. It's going to be cold. And we're going to get all this snow today, or late today and tonight, and then more snow on the way tomorrow, maybe even Sunday a little bit of snow. But we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, in a little while.
I understand they're advising everybody to stay indoors on Saturday night.
Well, there's a winter weather advisory. There's a winter weather advisory that starts this afternoon, late this afternoon. Why? What are you focused on Saturday night for?
Well, I mean, it's... It's one of the. It's a storm. I'm just saying that.
You're not going to make it to the big party. Is that? You're already throwing that out there. Okay, let's just move on.
All right.
National day calendar. Okay. Let's see what day it is. We know about Valentine's Day, right?
Yep.
I think we've covered that.
I think we do know. About it. It's fake. It's a fake holiday.
Okay. Is it National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day? National Ferris Wheel Day? Is it that day or not? Or is it National Organ Day? Or is it National Take Down Your Christmas Decorations, Will You Please Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
Take Down Your Christmas Decorations Day?
You're correct.
Oh.
You got it right. That's the fake holiday today. People still have their decorations up.
They do.
Some of them
do. People are going to keep them up year-round.
All year-round.
Because they permanently install them on their house. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Well,
I just love that.
What about the indoor decorations?
Oh, those have got to come
those,
out.
I used to know somebody who would leave their Christmas tree up into March sometimes.
That seems excessive.
It does seem a little excessive.
Well, yeah. Maybe they're just keeping the tree alive.
No, it was a fake tree.
Oh. Fake tree.
Okay. Well, then that is sick.
Okay, cream-filled chocolates day. That's what this is. Chocolate lovers rejoice. February 14th is National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day. Okay, on the same day, approximately 58 million pounds of chocolate will be purchased today for Valentine's Day. 58 million.
Wow.
Keeping the chocolate people in business. Much of it will be heart-shaped boxes, of course, filled with bite-sized chocolates with the ooey-gooey centers.
Mm-hmm.
quite a few of these cream-filled goodies will be exchanged and shared on Valentine's Day. So, you know, get a box of chocolates today.
Best chocolate to get, of course, is a dark chocolate with lots of flavonoids in it.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. It's National Ferris Wheel Day. When was the last time you were on a Ferris wheel, John?
You know, I think I was in a... Well, no, I think it was Cornfest.
Oh,
you know,
really?
They have the carnival out there.
Oh, sure.
Cornfest, and I was on a Ferris wheel at that time.
Okay. Well, it's the annual observance
here. My kid was just scared to death.
Really?
It did not go well.
Yeah, is this like when your kid was little? Or,
yeah, or just recently.
When your kids when were in their little. 20s
yeah,
now.
Yeah, in their 20s. They're similar. They haven't changed.
Yeah. They don't really seem safe. You know, you're kind of you're at the whim and
what, are you afraid that it's just going to roll away?
Well, it could. It seems like they're kind of rickety.
Sometimes I think they're just going to stop and leave you at the top.
The seats are swinging back and forth. You're not really held in by anything except a bar that looks like, you know, it's 40 years old.
That's right.
Break. The annual observance of National Ferris Wheel Day salutes the birth of George Washington Gale Ferris Jr., the man who invented the Ferris wheel. George Washington Gale Ferris Jr. In 1893, the World's Columbian Exposition began, and they built this Ferris wheel back there. Okay, blah, blah, blah. It was actually erected the year before the Eiffel Tower.
Oh.
So the Ferris wheel's been around a long time. It's National Organ Donor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Have you signed up to have your organs donated? Give the gift of life. The observance focuses on five different types of donations: organs, tissues, marrow, platelets, and blood. And many nonprofit health organizations sponsor blood drives and marrow drives on this day, organ tissue signups across the nation. So that's something good you could do on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Give some blood. Okay?
No.
No, you're not into it?
I'm not into that
really?
Either. No. No.
Okay.
I know. I don't even know my blood type. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I don't either.
I feel like both of you are like at the age where you'd have enough health problems, you need to know something like your blood type.
You would think. I kept asking the doctor, what is my blood type? He doesn't know. Yeah, after all
your
the blood,
doctor doesn't
after
know.
All the blood tests that I've had, don't
know,
they even
amazing?
Check and see what type of blood I have?
I know. I asked that same question.
Yeah.
They
don't know.
They had no idea. Listen to all the organs that you can donate now. Heart, kidneys, pancreas, lungs, liver, intestines. I didn't know you could donate an intestine. Hands.
Wow.
Face, cornea, skin, heart valves, bone, blood vessels, connective tissue, bone marrow, stem cells, umbilical cord blood, and peripheral blood stem cells.
Yeah.
Those are all the things that you could donate.
You know, I
got your donor card signed, your driver's license?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Same here. So,
you know, I found out a lot of people don't get a call every year from their doctor who asks them if they want to donate an organ or so.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't get a call?
Yeah, they don't get a call. Yeah, my doctor, you know, wants to donate my organs before I die for some reason.
Wow.
Every year.
You'd be a little nicer to him. What's happening in the history books today, Sam? Anything of note?
Well, you already touched on Valentine's Day. So the supposed history of Valentine's Day, because nobody really entirely knows about Saint Valentine and like what his backstory is.
I think he was a vampire, right?
Yeah, that's the case.
We got a couple text here. You know, John, happy Lupercalia.
What is that?
I don't know. And then
is that the Roman holiday that it was based on?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sol Invictus.
Okay. We'll check into that. And we'll get to more history with Sam in just a moment or two.
What? No. We've
what?
Got
Pam Yonke coming.
Pam's coming up. Yes,
we've
that's
got
right.
Some big stories.
Friday.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant,
giant windows that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dane County Humane Society is your local independent donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and comfort to thousands of animals each year. To support animals' need at DCHS, visit giveshelter.org/donate.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Totally unfair playing this.
Why?
Because I want to listen to it. I don't want to talk over it.
Great Johnny Cash talking about love.
Ring of fire.
Happy Valentine's Day.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning. It's time once again for Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report. What's going on, Pam?
Oh, man, not much. I mean, I'm kind of keeping an eye on the weather. I got to head towards Rockford a little bit later this morning, and I think now is the time to be traveling versus later this afternoon and tonight.
Boy, that's true.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're going to get hit late today, apparently.
Or you can make that journey on a snowmobile.
That's the ticket, I'll tell you, boys. I had an excellent conversation yesterday with Sam Landis. Sam is one of the Dane County Snowmobile Club members, and he's very active on the state scene as well. There's the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. I guess I knew that in the back of my head. I when I was a kid, I loved to snowmobile out on the farm, and just because of, you know, career path, haven't had that opportunity. But, man, you forget just how big the snowmobile enthusiast crowd in Wisconsin is. There's about 25,000 miles of snowmobile trails in Wisconsin. 25,000.
That's amazing.
Sam was telling me yesterday, he said, Pam, you know, you got to put perspective on that. In Wisconsin, there's only about, there's less than 12,000 miles of numbered highways.
Wow.
So our snowmobile trails are more than double our state highways. He was telling me that he rode from, he's by Dane, he's in Dane, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. He can ride snowmobile from Dane all the way up to Superior.
Wow.
How many trails and how intricate it is. And obviously the reason I was talking to him is because for those trails to be connected and, you know, maintained, it takes a lot of volunteers and a lot of cooperation with farmers. And seasonal easements, they're called, to allow the snowmobile clubs to go out there and groom the path across the field, make sure that they put those markers out there and all that kind of business. And they said that's a relationship that they take seriously and they try to keep up every year. They've got about 600 volunteer clubs and about 40,000 family members across the state that maintain that. So like I said, hopefully people get a chance to trailer up and enjoy it. Although now with the snow base, you don't even have to go that far. But I know that northern Wisconsin into the UP, they've had a pretty good season already so far. So this base and then some is only going to help them. So I appreciate Sam Landis reminding me about our strong snowmobile community.
Is there a snowmobile map, trail map that you can get so you know where all these trails are?
Yeah, I'm sure what he suggested, because I asked him the same thing, he kind of got me thinking about how I can wrangle a buddy to let me ride. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is look for Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. They've got a website. They're also very active on social media. So if you're looking for those trails, I know that the DNR obviously is also kind of a partner in some of this activity, but Sam really wanted to stress how important the relationship is with the farmers and how they really appreciate that. So like I said, Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs can get you connected there.
That's just amazing that all these farmers are getting together and connecting all these trails and making them official, you know, taking care of some liability problems, I'm sure. But, you know, it's a great idea. What a fantastic thing. And I know that, you know, because of the lack of snow, we've had a problem with snowmobiles being manufactured in the state. So I hope we get more snow here and get out on the trail.
You know, the other thing about it that it's kind of right in front of you, but you don't think about it. So you mentioned snowmobiles. The other thing that Sam pointed out is you stop and think about every little small burg we've got in Wisconsin. I mean, we laugh about it's a bar, it's a church, it's the post office, that's it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those towns really thrive on being on or near these snowmobile trails.
Yep.
And in the summer, a lot of them depend on ATV, UTV traffic.
Yes.
So that rural network, if you will, all those trails, all those snowmobile paths, are really an economic driver for a lot of rural Wisconsin. Sam said they haven't been able to pull together an economic survey, but he said even when Tommy Thompson was governor, he estimated the value of just that kind of business at about $1 billion for the state's ag economy or tourism visitors.
Well, that's great. I hope this gets up and running. I hope we have more snow down here and connect all these trails. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be excellent. Yep.
All right, let's talk about that egg shortage that we have here. Yeah. What's the story? What's the latest?
Well, I mean, one thing I continue to try to remind people is just stop and think about what's going on with the bird itself. I was looking up some information. If you want to go to the American Egg Board, Incredible Edible Egg is their website. If you want to look for yourself, Incredible Edible Egg. And basically what they're trying to point out to people is you've got to think about the life cycle of a bird. We've got about 300 million laying birds in the United States. You've heard about every time a barn is depopulated, 1 million to 3 million, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Put a dent in our supply to get those birds back up and producing. Stop and think about it. That means a hen has to meet a rooster. Mm-hmm. Something's got to go on. Then we've got to get eggs that are fertilized. And then those eggs have to incubate and hatch. Then those chicks have to grow up old enough to be able to lay eggs. That's the life cycle that we're looking at as far as the delay in response egg production. So when you're seeing the prices you're seeing, obviously you can continue to try to, I always encourage people to try to reach out to local farmers or people that might have birds in their backyard. They may still charge a pretty, you know, good price, but it's not going to be like some of the gouging we've seen in retail stores or the limitations in some retail stores. Mm-hmm. And now even restaurants putting a surcharge on eggs if you order it on the breakfast menu. So this is not something, fellas, that's going to rectify itself anytime soon. I will forecast you and I will be talking about this very same omelet chaos by the time that we get to Easter, because we all know that's when egg use is amplified.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like I said, folks, just slow down and think about the life cycle that we're trying to overcome here, and you'll understand why eggs are as pricey as they are.
What's the Easter bunny going to do? Oh, my God. Jeez.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wow.
Spread the bird flu. That's what it's going to do.
Apparently.
Okay. Well, Pam, thank you very much for that, and we'll check out the egg website and find out if we can maybe help the cause a little bit, you know, get some roosters out there.
Okay. Pam, thank you.
Guys.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day. Have a good weekend. Talk to you Monday.
All right.
That's Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report, which is right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yep.
Of
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Well, we're finally seeing a little snow around Wisconsin. Does that mean we're looking at a normal spring? Good question. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. And it's a question that Eric Snodgrass gets all the time. He's a senior atmospheric scientist with Conduit Ag and a recent speaker at the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. He said right now there's still concerns about a drought.
I would tell you that I think spring might be tight. Now, that's an easy forecast to make in Wisconsin and surrounding states simply because, you look, historically, we typically have tight springs anyway. We tend to hang on to cool weather a little bit too long, and I just think this year's weather pattern is going to do that. What I'm worried about is west of the Mississippi. I think we need to be keeping a close eye on some of the weather patterns that have created some massive deficits in parts of the southwest U.S. and even at times in the plains. I mean, I know we're not going to look back too far, but we've not had much snow across the northern tier of the U.S., and fall's drought still lingering and really terrible subsurface soil moisture problems. So I think we might be watching a situation where drought and heat pushes from the west toward us. And the question is, does it get here? And does it get here in time to cause an issue?
That's Eric Snodgrass. He's a senior atmospheric scientist with Conduit Ag. He said right now, in his opinion, there's a 60% chance that the central U.S. deals with adverse weather on the hot, dry side this growing season.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Come on along. We're headed to the Canadian Rockies. I'm Pam Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th. We'll begin at Calgary's Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Off to Vancouver for award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery. Then we ferry to Vancouver Island to visit a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. That trip, by the way, more than 50% booked as of now. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning. December corn currently up a penny at 4.74. November soybeans, they're up 6 right now at 10.51. The July wheat up 9.5 at 6.12. Barrel cheese on Thursday was up a quarter of a cent at 1.83. 40-pound block cheese unchanged. AA butter down a half at 2.40 a pound. The March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning unchanged at 19.79 a hundredweight. That's just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. Encourage you to sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You can do it at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight through Saturday and Saturday night. We could get 5 to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late Saturday night. Today, breezy, 25, 29 with snow tomorrow. After all this, it's going to get really cold for much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar and paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, our pal Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning Show is in studio. Up-and-coming singer-songwriter Kaylin Cole performs live, and it's a bar band Friday night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, so dumb. Yes. Idiocracy. It's 6:35. Yeah. It's cold this morning, 1 degree, highs in the mid-20s. Snow on the way this afternoon, tonight, overnight, and into tomorrow. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Hey, they're having a President's Day sale. It's happening right now during Verlo's President's Day sale. You can get savings and help support your dreams on a new mattress. Every Verlo mattress is made locally and backed by their lifetime comfort guarantee. Verlo Mattress, offering long-lasting craftsmanship and unbeatable prices. Check out their President's Day sale. Of course, all their mattresses are made locally, and you can check them out on the east side or the west side, or just go to their website, verlo.com.
All right. All right. Little bit of input here.
Yeah.
In regards to Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
yes.
We want to straighten this out.
What?
From Mark, likely the Puritans didn't celebrate Valentine's Day since it was some papal invention like Christmas, which they actually banned. Yeah, that's right, Christmas.
Okay.
They banned it.
The Puritans, a really fun bunch.
They really are. He writes here that, that's right, Christians who banned Christmas. The Puritans, a really fun bunch, hanging witches and Quakers equally. Nice, nice bunch. And I also mentioned here, you mean Trump won't wave his magic wand and eggs will magically drop to $2.99 a dozen like it used to be?
Yeah.
Like he promised?
Yeah.
Won't happen. Won't. Well, he's ignoring it, you know, he's diverting everybody's attention to, well, actually, he's letting Putin do all the speaking here. Putin has a solution to the Ukraine problem.
Right.
And I think if you want to know what Putin's plan is, just listen to Hegseth and Trump.
Okay.
I can't wrap my head around the fact that they have adopted Putin's plan hook, line, and sinker. All of it.
Well, the president of Ukraine just said that he doesn't see that the U.S. has a ready-made plan to end the war.
Right.
He hasn't been informed of it.
Well, he wasn't in on the discussions.
He hasn't been included.
But it's funny how everything that Putin wants is getting. He's getting it. So I don't know.
Huh.
It's very strange. Okay. Should we get to some of the other
Idiocracy news
that we have here for you?
Well, just before you get to that, you know, developing overnight, Aaron Rodgers will not be returning to the Jets. I know this is important news.
No, that is. That is. That's a victory for Idiocracy.
He's been asked not to come back. So we don't know.
What
he could
they
still
say?
Play.
They're going in a different direction.
How can you go
in a different direction when you're talking about a quarterback, unless you're thinking somebody else is going to start throwing the ball?
Yeah. Well, he could go to another team, you know, maybe come back to the Packers. Maybe he could be second or third string.
Boy, just please stay away from Aaron Rodgers.
No, that's not going to happen.
All right. Well, let's talk about arming yourself and neo-Nazis, okay? Because this is a big story that I put off. All right. Have we got...
Yeah? What?
Have we got ourselves all set for the Idiocracy news?
I've got my holster all ready to go here.
I'm just wondering. Okay. neo-Nazi waving Nazi flags over an Ohio highway got a brutal reality check when a group of black residents confronted them, seized their flag, and set it ablaze. The 13 masked men were seen above I-75 spewing slurs as the group approached. As word spread, nearly 100 counter-protesters gathered, some pushing past police barricades to face the hate head-on. Realizing that they were outnumbered, the neo-Nazis scrambled into a waiting U-Haul and fled. U-Haul.
They came by U-Haul?
Yes.
Okay.
Always the best way to transport yourself. But not before one protester grabbed a flag, of course, and set it on fire. This is a related news story to that. U.S. American in the city of Lincoln Heights, Ohio, created a well-regulated militia because of that to protect their community from emerging threats of mega Nazis and white supremacists currently emboldened by the Trump regime and oligarch Musk. So they've armed themselves. It's fun just watching them. They're walking around with firearms.
It's scary.
Making sure that the community is safe.
Yeah. Those bums won their court case, so they're marching today.
What bums?
The f***ing Nazi party.
Illinois Nazis.
There you go. Hate them.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
Oh,
the Blues
good.
Brothers.
Blues Brothers, yeah. All right, let's get to this. We're just going from one subject here to another because this is we're clearing it out. It's Dumpster Fire Friday.
That's it.
Kind of. we're just going to get rid of a lot of these stories. Mm-hmm. At a town hall where their constituents, Representative Hayes schooled a MAGA supporter who tried to criticize her for supporting student loan reform. This is cut 63. This is a great explanation. You got to hear this. Fantastic stuff.
We are here today partly because you didn't make choices in the prior administration where people who didn't go to college were being asked to pay off the loans of those that did go to college. What was your voice?
Everyone.
You talked about Constitution, you talked about illegality and things of that sort. And to my understanding, the forgiveness of student loans was not legal. So were you making choices about that? And again, I'm talking to you as a taxpayer.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm up to here on taxes for the federal government.
That.
I'm up to here on the federal government taxes and on the state taxes. And I'm simply asking you as a congressperson, what are you doing to reduce the cost of government? Thank you again.
I wasn't a homeowner when the federal government failed out the mortgage industry. I didn't own any stocks when the federal government failed out the banking industry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't own a car when the federal government bailed out the auto industry. That's what they did. So you had people who... long before Obama, but even if it was, okay, I'll give that to you. Even if it was Obama, this idea that, oh, this was Obama's fault, because what was spent in the student loan forgiveness program doesn't even come close to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, where 93% of the benefits went to the top 1% of the population.
There you go. Wow. And that's a great comparison, you know. I mean, if you think it's unfair to bail out the student loans, then did you think it was unfair to bail out the banks during the Great Recession?
Right.
Or the auto industry, when Obama bailed the auto industry out and saved them. By the way, Republicans wanted to get rid of the auto industry in this country.
Yeah.
They said that if they couldn't cut it as a business in this country, they didn't deserve a bailout.
They were ready to let GM just go down in flames.
Yes, they didn't care about the auto industry, right?
Yeah.
And everybody forgets about that, but they shouldn't because this is the attitude they have.
And not only that, but GM paid back that loan in like a year and a half.
Yes, almost immediately.
Yes. I mean, it was,
So. Oh, man. Okay, let's get to this will be cut 88, all right? Gutting the inspector generals. This is what Elon is doing. At least five inspector generals looking into Elon's companies were fired by Elon. Well, big surprise right there. Well, this is our Representative Gregorio Cesar. Let's listen.
This subcommittee is supposedly about looking into waste, fraud, and abuse. So I'd like to start talking about independent inspector generals who are supposed to be looking into waste, fraud, and abuse. Mr. Talkov, do you know how many inspector generals at agencies that were investigating Elon Musk's companies have been fired by the Trump-Musk administration?
No.
It is five. Ms. Royal, the inspector general of the Department of Labor had 17 open investigations into Tesla and SpaceX. Do you know what the Trump-Musk administration did to that inspector general?
No.
They fired him, and I think y'all know. Mr. Whitson, The Inspector General of the Department of Transportation was investigating Tesla. Do you know what the Trump-Musk administration did to that Inspector General?
No.
They were fired. The Department of Defense's Inspector General was looking into SpaceX. Mr. Hedler, do you know what the Trump-Musk administration did to that Inspector General?
I believe he was fired.
Thank you. I think everybody on the panel knows what the answer to these questions were. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Inspector General was investigating Musk's Neuralink. Mm-hmm. Mr. Talkov, now I'll ask you again under oath, do you know what Mr. Trump did to that Inspector General that was looking into one of Musk's companies?
No.
He was fired. The Inspector General at the EPA was repeatedly taking on Tesla. Mr. Hedler, since it seems that you're answering the questions that everyone knows the answer to, do you know what the Trump-Musk administration did to that Inspector General?
I believe he was also fired.
Also fired. At least five Inspector Generals that were looking into Elon Musk's companies were fired by the Trump-Musk administration. These Inspector Generals, who are independent, protected by law, they are the people that find the waste, fraud, and abuse and found many of the cases of waste, fraud, and abuse that have been brought up today, fired because they were looking into Elon Musk. At the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, which is supposed to protect workers from getting their unions busted by folks like Elon Musk, made functionally broken by the so-called Department of Government Efficiency that really is the Department of Government Efficiency for Elon Musk, not for you. They are trying to shut down the Department of Education, the Department of Labor. You know what Elon Musk doesn't seem to be looking into? His own contracts. Again, I'll ask you, Mr. Talkov, do you know how much money a day Mr. Musk will receive from the federal government for his contracts?
No.
The answer is $8 million a day. Just last year, Elon Musk was promised $3 billion from close to 100 contracts with the federal government. Ms. Royal, do you know how much the average person in this country who survives on Social Security, one of our seniors who's worked their entire life, about how much they have to survive on a day?
I do not.
$65 a day. We're not looking into Elon Musk's $8 million a day. This subcommittee, chaired by Marjorie Taylor Greene and the House Republicans, is looking into your grandmother's $65
That's a right.
day.
Yeah. Mm. Because, you know.
Yeah.
She could be abusing all that money. So,
I kind of sensed a pattern in there. Elon Musk's
trying to, free himself from investigations. You know, next hour we'll be featuring what Elon Musk is also doing.
Oh, really?
Because he's doing away with all those inspectors, generals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a reason for it. Besides, you know, cutting off these investigations, and we'll get to that in a little while. We have just enough time here for our own very own Dan Schaefer posted this. So let's get this straight. Republican legislators are sitting on $4 billion surplus as schools and local governments all over the state go to referendum or raise sales taxes, the latest GOP shell game. Now Republicans are introducing a bill that would limit those referendums to expire after 4 years. That's right. Those referendums now could only exist for 4 years to pay for whatever the local community wants it to be paid for. You know, this is just crazy stuff. They created the problem of referendums. Now they want to regulate, add another regulation. They hate regulations, I thought. They're going to add another regulation to regulate the referendums to only last 4 years, expire after 4 years.
That's
just an amazing thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they won't, you know, have some kind of school money distribution reform. They won't do that, but they'll certainly have a little thing and another regulation to foist off on local governments.
Mm.
So that's the latest story there.
Okay. We've got a lot more coming up here. I want to mention this portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years as the largest landscape contractor in Wisconsin. They've got the talent, experience, and passion for virtually any landscaping project, big or small, with a high degree of professionalism. They can do it all: lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning, residential services, and commercial services, too. Go to davidjfrank.com. They have branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. That's davidjfrank.com. Facebook.com.
All right.
We'll come back with more of John and Gordy in the morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
No.
Oh,
no,
yes.
No.
Get the love. Get the love.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Jimmy K from Max Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the Happy Hour of Love, Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, featuring the flavor that kills with special guest Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The Happy Hour of Love with the flavor that kills, presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Love, love me do. You know I love you.
On Valentine's Day.
I'll always be true.
And every day.
So love me do.
John and Gordy spreading the love around all the state of Wisconsin. Okay.
Yeah.
6:52. What?
You're a big softy for Valentine's Day, aren't you?
I think it's a decent holiday.
Just
come on.
Amazing.
Why not?
You've surprised me on this.
I'm not bitter or angry like you are, you know, about the whole thing.
Well, am I?
Just a little bit. And what was I going to mention
here? Have I said that I hate Valentine's Day lately? Okay.
You've mentioned it. If people want to chime in about how they feel about Valentine's Day, you know, we invite you to give us a call, 608-879-TALK. That's 879-8255. Or do it the easy way on the Civic Media app. And you can text us or call us right from the app.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We used to have a wonderful little feature called Mega Say the Darndest Things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I found another cut. I thought this would be perfect for that moment in time. Let's listen to another mega, thought process. Some sort.
Voting is a privilege in this country, and you need to be legal, not like California, where 3 million illegals voted.
Let's talk about that.
I'm glad I brought that up, Allison.
Me too, Paula. So where are you getting your information?
From the media.
Which media?
Some of it was CNN, I believe.
CNN said that 3 million illegal people voted in
California? Well, it was coming
California?
All across the media. All across. Well, CNN didn't do it, then they were being smart this time.
Do you think that 3 million illegal people voted?
I believe in California that there were illegals that voted.
How many?
I don't. To tell you the truth, nobody really knows that number.
But do you think 3 dozen or do you think 3 million?
I think there was a good amount because the president told people that they could vote, and it happened in Nashua. We caught some people that they went into Nashua and they said, the president said I can vote. I'm here illegally.
Did you hear President Obama say that illegal people could vote?
Yes, I did.
I heard it this morning.
Tell me, where?
You can find it. Google it. You can find it on Facebook.
Google it.
All right. Hold on. I don't want to waste any more time, but anyway, I see where it came from, and it's Fox Business Network deceptively edited a clip of Barack Obama to argue that the president encouraged illegal immigrants to vote when, in fact, he had said nothing of the sort when you go back to the transcript. You, as you sit here today, think that millions of illegal people voted in this country. You believe that there was widespread voting abuse.
I think there was in some states.
In the millions of people?
California allows it.
People they do not allow illegal. You mean You mean voter fraud? California allows.
I believe there is voter fraud in this country.
Yeah, there you go. So another wonderful thought from the megas that we walk around with every day. You know, they're standing beside you at the checkout counter. You never know when something like that could happen. A conversation that will probably blow your mind. All right.
Well, they need to, you know, turn the channel away from Fox once in a while. Check out CNN.
Well, you know,
maybe they saw it on CNN.
Maybe CNN said it. Maybe not. How do you even respond to that?
Yeah, I don't
know. It's Paula Zahn, I guess.
Oh,
yeah. Here's something. Private sector employers and nonprofits are starting to lay off workers as a result of the Trump administration's sweeping cuts and funding freezes, unleashing a wave of job losses that economists say could pick up steam in the coming weeks. We're already seeing inflation, right? Wait, are we? That's unbelievable. How did that happen? All right, let's listen to this. It's cut 38.
Federal workers face a deadline today to take a buyout from the Trump administration or risk being fired. At least 40,000 government employees have already accepted the buyout. That's roughly 2% of the federal workforce. ABC's Christiane Cordero has the latest from Washington.
Today, Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency moves ahead with a campaign promise to shake up Washington.
We're going to look at the receipts of this federal government and ensure it's accountable to American taxpayers.
The administration now targeting the CIA and National Security Agency in potential cuts, which critics say could put U.S. national security at risk, plus Medicare and Medicaid, which serve more than 140 million Americans. Federal workers are being courted into taking a buyout by today's deadline, and some departments are posed to be slashed entirely. Musk's team of young tech engineers gaining access to millions of federal workers' personal information as it considers its options.
He is effectively shutting down an American government agency. That requires an act of Congress.
Outside government offices Wednesday. Some Democratic members of Congress joined protesters pushing back against Musk's efforts.
What is he
doing there? I am so tired of these billionaire boys and their grubby little hands grabbing at everything.
On Capitol Hill, Democrats called on Musk to testify before Congress. It quickly got out of hand.
I think it's outrageous that this committee will not even entertain a motion.
No, you state your
chairman, that's not a point of order.
Point of order.
Order up.
Just talk over her so we don't understand what she's saying, asking for Ilan to testify sometime. We don't want to know what Ilan is doing. No. We're only the Congress.
Jeez.
It's amazing. Now, of course, you know, the headline on CNN is flower shops fear ICE raids.
Right. Because a lot of those flowers come from Ecuador and Colombia.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's...
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah, dampening the spirit of Valentine's Day.
Apparently so.
Who would do that?
I don't. Okay. Coming up in our next hour, Jimmy Kay will be in the studio with a Max Inc. preview and a whole lot more coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Is it John Gordy?
No.
Yes.
Show. John and Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition. Our old friend Reed Galen, founder of The Union, will be here to talk about voter registration, how to be a voter, and we'll do a little what's worse.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Munich at a global security conference. He is expected to meet today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In Rome, the Pope is in the hospital.
The Vatican Press Office releasing a statement saying Pope Francis is being hospitalized for some necessary diagnostic tests and to continue his treatment for bronchitis. Earlier this week, the 88-year-old revealed he was still battling bronchitis, with an aide reading most of his prepared remarks. The Pope has also recently battled influenza and dealt with a couple falls, injuring his arm and chin. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Thousands of federal workers have been told they no longer have jobs as of today. Newer employees at several government departments, including the Department of Education, Veterans Affairs, and the Office of Personnel Management, have been fired by the Trump administration and DOGE. Hamas releasing the names of hostages to be released from captivity in Gaza tomorrow. U.S. National Segui Dekel Chen is on the list. This is ABC News.